The mighty mustard seed. What happens when the seed is in the wrong environment? What happens when the perfect gift of the gods, the seed of life, the origins and genesis, is in the wrong place, the wrong time, the wrong way? We know it either sits dormant and doesn't grow, or it begins to grow with the wrong nutrients, the wrong temperature, the wrong pH, the wrong environment. And when it is in that environment, we have two choices, either to move it or provide it with the right environment. And be patient and quiet. And go slow as it go. But the seeds of life need the right amount of sunlight, heat, warmth, the right amount of water, the right amount of nutrients, the right amount of pH, the right amount of love. And maybe we can overwater, over nutrient it. Maybe we can give it too much heat or too much cold, and it either denatures and damages and dies, or the seed sits dormant, and my bet is life is full of dormant seeds, and the dormant seed is the great creation of the gods. And it is very hard to move like the storms that take the mountainside down, the mudslides, the volcanoes, the earthquakes, the tornadoes. But that mighty seed survives and eventually finds the right environment, the right time to begin to sprout and grow and grow and grow. The right environment, that's all we need. We are the human mustard seed. And if you're in the wrong environment, hold on tight. You're in for the ride of your life. Because the storm will come and wash you away. But simply to find the right environment for the right day. Hold love and patience in the day. Be kind and generous and loving, I say. For life is the gift for all of us. Let us help love the mustard seeds that have not sprouted and be patient and provide the right environment, the right nutrients, and help it on its journey wherever it goes. That's the flow. As the good life goes. For God knows an amazing, amazing life we live. And we have been given the words from many a men and women how to make the journey joyous, kind, generous, and loving. You are the mighty mustard seed. You are in the right environment for now, for where you're supposed to be, and accept that joy journey with love, faith, patience, harmony, happiness. And remember, he gave us the word, do not condemn, criticize, or complain. He said simply love. There is dark and light to life. There is the right and wrong, the good and the bad, the hot and the cold. But it is through the human consciousness that we are capable of seeing it all as part of the great creation of His hand. The man, the woe man, the woman. Enjoy your seedling. I'm talking to you, my seedling. Enjoy yourself. Sit still in yourself. Vibrate with the joy of yourself, for God has created yourself. Step into the quiet nature of the mind, and there you find the right environment is there right now. He gave you and I that. My mighty mustard seed. You shall flourish and grow. And through the hardships of the winter, of the storms, of the torrential rains, and the white water, rivers and streams, you are on your mighty journey of life and growth and creativity and kindness. And wow, wow. God bless to you, and enjoy this awesome and amazing day. Dr. Rob Kelts, just another simple seed, a mustard seed.